Blog Talk Radio. To start, this conference is being recorded.
Anybody? Chief Ambassador, is anyone having difficulty hearing the Chief? It's Sheila Brown.
We can hear you. We hear everyone. You on, Sister Sheila?
Yes. Hi. Well, hi, Mother Stone. How are you?
Yes. We're you're in strong. I don't think Chief is on the line yet, but we're going to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. He hasn't come on yet.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Is that you, Chief? We hear you, but it's a little low. Not as clear.
Trying my best. All right, is that better?
It's about the same. Sound like you're in a car? Are you in the car?
Yes, I'm in a storm too in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's why it's a little low. But go ahead. We can hear you enough to know what you're saying.
Well, I'm just trying to see if anybody would hold my arms up tonight. It's so hard to hear.
Yes, sir. We do. We got to do. Yes, sir, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Ambassador.
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador
Hendricks. Everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It's so good to be here. We thank God for Chief being on the line. We thank God for Mother Sharon on the line.
Amen.
Everybody on the line tonight. We
thank
give
you,
God
Chief.
The praises. God is so awesome. He's so very good. So we're here
Amen.
To take our prayer request. And after we
Amen.
Take our prayer request, we're going to get prayer from Mother Sharon or whoever else want to pray. So I'm going to ask for a prayer request at this time. If you have a prayer request, let it be known.
913.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mother.
Go ahead, Mother. Good evening to everyone. Good to hear your voice, too. Ambassador Mother Hendricks,
yes.
I want to continue to lift up the Stern family, and I want to continue to pray for another extended part of my family, the King family. Stearns
okay.
and King.
All right. Anybody else?
Hi, 913 Kansas, Kansas. Just want to hold up Chief and family and Dr. Stern and family also in that King family. Thank you.
Okay. We know that we always put Dr. Daddy on there and Lamisha and Raphael and all the children always be on there, the grandchildren.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Sister Lucille, got you. Anybody else?
I haven't heard. This is Mother Stern again. I haven't heard Mother Peterson on the line in a couple of nights. So let's put up Mother Peterson.
Mr. Peterson. Yes, is somebody else trying to get in? Keith, that's you. We can't understand what you're saying.
I said I want to pray for Harold and Sharon Darton. Darton. Yeah.
Okay. Do anyone else have a prayer request? Well, we're going to ask Mother Stern, the Mother of the Nation. Amen. Do anyone else have a prayer request? Somebody trying to get in? Okay. It's over to you, Mother Stern.
All right. I was on rest, too, but I'll be obedient if I can. Praise the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Let me compose myself. Thank you, Lord. I actually been in rest all day. I just want you all. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to have someone to pray for me. I'm not making any excuses. I'm telling the God knows truth. For the past 2 weeks until we rested my husband's mother, I've been going. I've been in all.
Mother Stern? That's Mother Stern, we lost you.
Why don't we use someone else tonight? Somebody who we haven't prayed. She's going in rest. And why don't some of y'all pray?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you saying just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for being such an awesome, awesome, awesome Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, just saying thank you for being the great I am. Lord God, thank you for being the beginning and the after, Lord God. I just say thank you, Lord God, for being the creator of the universe, Lord God. Thank you for your wondrous works, Lord God. Thank you for your glory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank and praise you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. For you are the maker, Lord God. And you have a plan, Lord God. And everything that happens, Lord God, to us, it is your will, Lord God. For this is the will of God. Lord God, I just say thank you for all things, Lord God. Thank you for who you are, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for sending your darling son to Calvary's cross, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you allow him to be beaten, and he hung, and he bled, and Lord God, he was pierced in his side, Lord God, and nails, and who all knows what else happened to your son, Lord God. I thank you for your plan, Lord God. I thank you for the sacrifice, Lord God. I thank you that you allow your son to hang on Calvary's cross, Lord God, and you could have called him down, Lord God, but you chose not to, Lord God. I thank you for that, Lord God. I praise you, Father God, for the blood, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. And I don't take it for granted for what you did for us, Lord God, at Calvary, Lord God. I just say thank you. And I'd also thank you that your son, he died and he resurrected, Lord God, that you gave him all power in his hand, Father. I thank and praise you for your perfect plan, Lord God, your perfect sacrifice, Father. I just praise you for it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we come to you with Chief Ambassador and Lady Dr. Betty and the family in this entirety, Lord God, the grandchildren, if I say the names wrong, Lord God, you know them, Bria and Renita, Raphael, and all the other grandchildren and people that's kin to them, Lord God. I just ask special blessings over them, Lord God. Chief, I believe, said he was in a car, Father God. I just ask, God, that you would do the driving, Lord God. I ask that your angels of mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, be all around that vehicle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just ask for traveling graces and your traveling mercy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I praise and I thank you in advance for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we hold up Dr. Stern tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that she's been going through some things with her home going, Lord God, of her mother-in-law, Father. I just say thank you for bringing her through. Lord God, I thank you that she still has her right mind and health and a reasonable portion of her health and strength tonight, Father. I just say thank you for bringing her this far, Lord God. I say thank you that you didn't drop her off, Lord God. I just praise you that she's on the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, still in her right mind, Father, I say thank you for bringing her through the hard times and the trials and the tribulation. I praise you for it, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I ask special blessings on her tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, would you just bless him and give him all that he stands in the need of, Lord God, in the King family, Lord God. You know who they are one by one in the name of Jesus. You are their creator, Lord God. You created them, Lord God. You know what they stand in the need of, Lord God. You are the only one that knows, Lord God. You designed them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would bless them and give them all that they need in the name of Jesus. And, Father, the other people that Mother Peterson, I believe that name was, that we haven't heard from, Lord God, and I was thinking of her yesterday, Father. I just ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to see about her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And would you just... I just speak special blessings over her, Lord God, and I thank you for bringing her this for, Lord God, and her family, Lord God. Would you bless them in the name of Jesus and give them all that they stand in the need of, Father, in your precious Son Jesus' name, and I thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, if anyone else that I'm forgetting on the prayer list, Lord God, you know them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I just ask that you would grant everyone what they stands in the need of, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, and I thank you for being a prayer answering God. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father amen. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I just want to continue to pray. I know it was the enemy that cut me off on the other line, and I'm not going to pay no attention to him. Thank God I have another phone. And Father God, oh, if we did not call out Sister Lucille's name, Lord, we lift her up on tonight. She asked for special prayer, and God, I see in the spirit that she's had some heavy burdens on her, Lord God, with her Aunt Maddie. We lift her up tonight, Lord God, with her children, and she has another aunt, Lord, and we're believing, oh God, that those headaches she's been having, oh God, in this prayer tonight, let it be answered, Lord God. Let miracles come her way. Lift up her spirit realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh Lord, tonight, Chief Ambassador asked us to lift up Ambassador Darden tonight, God. Servants, and we lift up,
God, the male and female
tonight. We
thank
pray,
you,
oh God, and we send prayer to them, oh God, and let them know,
Lord,
that they know that you love them, and we love them too, God, and send them back our way, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, tonight we decree and declare, and we bind Satan up on every hand. The blood of
Lord.
Jesus is against
you,
Satan.
You will not cut off
God's prayer. And I thank you, oh, God, for putting it in the woman of God, Sister, oh God, that just prayed, oh God, that you blessed us, Sister Sheila Brown, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, I realized when I said something, the enemy caught on to that, and I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. He would not have me to just lay down and be pitiful and sorrow. Oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. David said you have to encourage yourself, and God,
thank you.
I thank you for the saints that are praying for me and encouraging me. But oh God, I know I can't just lay there. I have to encourage myself. And now, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you.
We turn it back over to the great woman of God, the mother, oh God, Ambassador Hendricks, Lord God, and I know she will lead us into our thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you tonight and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
I just want to do a short prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Hallelujah. And we ask the Lord to forgive us of anything and everything that we said or did wrong that was not quite pleasing in his sight. So we ask God to forgive us all in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
God, we so
thank you
for our chief tonight, Dr. Betty. Oh, God, it's so good to hear our mother of the nation. We've been studying, praying for her and her husband, Gary. So we thank God for her on the line tonight and everybody on the line tonight. We give God praise for each and every one of you, you and you and you and you. So we just gonna go on, as Chief already said, and we're going to give him 1,000 praises, 1,000 thank
yes,
you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Everybody join
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. 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 Thank you, Lord Help us, amen. You can write us at P.O. Box
26593. That's in Overland Park, Kansas. Overland. Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Write me right there. Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, right there at P.O. Box 26593. God bless you. And we love hearing your voices tonight. We're on our way back from Texas to Kansas City. Amen. And cover your prayers. Please pray for us. God bless you. Time and grace. And may God have family with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please don't forget to shut in. The shut in is this coming Wednesday.
All right.
At 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Amen. All right.
And we do have a vacancy if you would like to be on the program. We do have a spot that's open from 2:30 to 3:30 Central Standard Time. So please notify me or Dr. Johnson. My number is 616-389-4092. And this is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Beautiful. Thank you for being on that JOB. Thank you so much. All right. Any other announcements before we go tonight? Anybody want to say anything?
What is the agenda for Monday?
I'm just going to have our praise reports and prayer requests on Monday for a while here. And then, no, I'm sorry. I just overlooked that. Amen. Ambassador Lily Garnett is going to speak to us on Monday. Yeah. Ambassador Lily Garnett will be our very special guest on Monday. All right?
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. God bless all of y'all. I'm in Oklahoma City on my way back. God bless you and keep you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. What a safe trip.
Traveling mercies.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus will cover you. Traveling mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Family.
Love you all.
Those grandkids will keep you laughing, won't they? Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. They will keep you laughing. All right. Y'all have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
Good night, everybody. Mother Stern signing off. You all be blessed tonight and have a good service on tomorrow night and Sunday service. God bless.
God bless you, too, Mother Stern, and everybody on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen. And Mother Hendricks, I'm married to Gary Stern and not Jerry Stern. His name is Gary. Gary. I was so.
Thank you, buddy.
Last year he was married to Linda Stern, and now this year I'm married to Jerry Stern. It's Gary. I don't think it's Gary.
Oh, my man.
Right. And when Pennsylvania has such a slang in their word. When we get there, it's Gary. That's how they talk there. Amen. But it's Gary and not Jerry. God bless you all is my prayer, and we will be back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Come with a praise. Call somebody up and let them know to join the blog line, and they will be blessed. All right? Good night, everybody.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.